So give us ears to hear. Say it.
Give us ears to hear.
Eyes to see.
Eyes to see.
What your word is saying to me.
What your word is saying to me.
And a heart to perceive.
And a heart to perceive.
How it's going to change me.
How it's going to change me.
Amen?
Amen.
So this afternoon I heard Romans 14, and that's when I started to read. And I want to take you on a short journey through the victory that St. Paul gave to the Romans. So, in verse 12, it says, then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling blocks or obstacles in your brother's way. As one who is in the Lord Jesus, I am fully convinced that no food is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for him it is unclean. If your brother is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, destroy your brother for whom Christ died. Do not allow what you consider good to be spoken as evil. Verse 17, you should put a little circle on. For the kingdom of God is. So whenever the kingdom of God is, I think that's important. It's not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in. And again, put a little circle around in the Holy Spirit. So I said, okay, God, what do you want me to expound on? And he says, give them a new understanding, or my understanding, of the kingdom. I said, okay, God, here we go. So go to John, Gospel of John, chapter 3. Nicodemus is an elderly gentleman, very wise, a teacher. John chapter 3. Nicodemus, a member, verse 1, of the Jewish ruling council. No dummy, right? He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi. Notice he doesn't call him
Lord.
Huh? Doesn't call him Lord. What else is he doesn't call him? He doesn't call him a carpenter, does he? We have many traditions that say he was a carpenter. He was the son of a carpenter. He was really a rabbi. Because, again, one of the ruling Jews knew him as
rabbi.
So that should be a wake-up call for your thoughts that he never had any training. Because a rabbi had to have the best of the best in order to be trained, in order to carry out the commission of a teacher in the Jewish tradition. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. So he's no dummy. He's not a carpenter. He's a rabbi. He came to him at night. Why? Because I believe this rabbi was speaking a truth that the others were not speaking. Yeah. There, if he was going to connect himself to Jesus, he knew he was connecting himself to one who was willing to speak the truth no matter what the cost. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. He's also watched and seen Amen? And he's paying attention. Verse 3. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth. Excuse me. Wow. That's cleaning out the sinuses. I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. So the kingdom of God is what? Love, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you can't see it unless you're born again. So in the natural, you try to tell somebody about the wonderful kingdom of God that's coming. And when are you going to be able to speak? They won't hear you. They can't hear you. Thank you. So, a lot of times, if you're trying to teach somebody that's unwilling to be taught, or that they have the only way that they know and will like it, what happens? You waste your time. So they need to be what? I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How do you see the kingdom of God in yourself? When everyone else is all broken up, falling apart, screaming and yelling, dancing and screaming, and you are in total
peace, joy, and love.
Peace. Amen. Joy and love and peace. And you are being now an insult to their intelligence. Thank you. I love that. So, how can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom of what?
God.
Yeah, but it's peace, love, and
joy.
Yeah, see, that's the kingdom. Unless he is born of water and of the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to?
Flesh.
But the Spirit gives birth to?
Spirit.
The Spirit. So there is a need to awaken ourselves to say, hey, I've got more available to me than I've got. And I can go higher than I've ever been before. So that, you know, if you start resting in the place you're in, you're really losing out. Verse 7. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear it sound, but it cannot tell where it is comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. In other words, those that are born of the Spirit are going to be unpredictable. All right? How many times did you drive down the highway and all of a sudden the Lord said, no, go that way? Because the wind is blowing. And he's telling you to stop somewhere where you had no plans to stop. Put your hand up if you've done it. Then you know the wind of the Holy Spirit is taking you on a different route to get to someplace. How many have been stubborn and went the old pattern and didn't obey? Okay? When I tell you this, I'm, let's say, bragging on my stubbornness. Quite a few years ago, I'm coming from Red Bridge area. I get to the lights in Ludlow and the Lord said, turn right. But Lord, I want to go and go to this and this and this, so I'm better off to go straight. And I didn't drive less than a mile. There's an accident. The whole street is blocked. There's now three cars behind me and I can't move. And he reminded me of how stubborn I was with my old attitude that needed to change.
Amen.
Why? Because I think I can do better than the Lord. He said to me, I knew there was an accident. I was trying to prevent you from a problem. Okay. The wind, the Holy Spirit, blows wherever it is supposed to. So now, let's go a little deeper. 1 Corinthians, chapter 4.